Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't tell it to Chris Jones. Getting into that little tiff with one Jalen Hurts at the end of the game. Welcome back, Joe O. Sammy P. Here's Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL talker, writer. He does all that good stuff. Will, you were right on that. Good look there. I can't sit here and say that the Eagles' offense has been super impressive, but they're sitting here with a 2-0 record, and they're one of the favorites for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, whenever you see yourself get queued up before you're, I was like, am I wearing a green shirt? I was like, no, I'm not. But I was, you know, like, it's always nice to have a good take come out of your mouth. But I agree with you, Joe. I think this Eagles team has looked fine on offense. They're kind of I don't know. The thing for me, too, weeks one and two of the NFL season, the way things have evolved in 2025, where, you know, we have this shortened preseason. You see these really low scores across the league in week one. We saw a big spike in week two. I was surprised by that. But I think it's so key if you're going to be a team that has aspirations to get the bye, to win your division, that you stack wins now. And you stack them however you can stack them, and you sort of figure things out as you move along into the second quarter of the season. And I think Philly, at the very least, we know they can run the football effectively. We know that they are a physical football team on both sides of the ball. And no, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown have not been these explosive downfield weapons for them so far, but I think that comes along eventually, and that they were more than willing to sort of get into a rock fight with KC. And you see it, particularly with Philly, and I think it's something to look at against lesser teams when they get them on the schedule coming up, is like second half Philly lines, you're going to get a lot of body blows, a lot of Saquon Barkley body blows, and good luck standing up to those before he pops a big one. I think what they've done is solid, but not like spectacular by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, they're not. They won the Super Bowl. We know they're good. Like the Packers are a much more, you know, sexy team to enter the Super Bowl conversation, I think.
You don't need to put these in order, but I'm curious. Joe and I were talking about this off the top. We've seen 2 weeks now of NFL. Who are the four best teams in the league? Any order? Four best.
Bills, Packers, Eagles, Rams.
Rams over Ravens?
Ravens out.
Ravens have to be in there too. Who am I tossing out? Who am I tossing out for the Ravens? Yeah. I mean, I was so confident. I knew I was missing. Yeah, I guess you toss out the Rams. I think the Rams are right there in the top 10, though, top five. The Rams would be my fifth. The Rams are really good, man.
Ravens. They go from top four to, hey, well, they're top 10.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, I was like, all right, who am I? I know I'm missing someone. I actually did this last night. Somebody was asking me like, who are the best teams in football? And I was texting with somebody. And I was like, oh yeah, and the Ravens. So I mean, like, that's just my brain. That's not me discounting the Ravens. They look great. Bills look awesome. You know, I think right now, if you were sort of penciling in, if you had to take a championship, conference championship exacta or quad box or whatever it would be called, quadfecta, it would be Packers, Packers, Eagles, and Bills, Ravens, right? I mean, those would be the four teams that I think you would expect to be there. I really do think, I mean, the Rams at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl, I don't know if that's like good value per se, but I'm telling you, this Rams team, to me, the first 2 weeks of the season is underrated for sure.
I agree with you on the top four, but I'm also warming to this idea of an LA Super Bowl. And maybe that's totally insane, but
I thought about that last night.
Teams are good. They're both very good.
And I think the one thing with both of those teams that they have in common, and that a lot of teams just don't have, is two quarterbacks who can get nuclear hot. Like, we haven't seen Justin Herbert do it in the playoffs, and I get that. But that's always been a thing that we do with quarterbacks until they actually do it. And if Justin Herbert, if you told me that Justin Herbert went with Jim Harbaugh, they have Jim Harbaugh and Sean McVay too, great coaching staffs, like really great coaching staffs. Harbaugh is so good. You see what he's getting out of Quentin Johnson this year. You know, the weapons are there. They have the run game. Certainly, you know, they need to stay healthy. Obviously, the Rashawn Slater preseason injury, and then now Khalil Mack with what looked like something that's going to keep him out for, you know, a substantial amount of time. That's a concern. But yeah, I think an LA Super Bowl is just as trendy as it sort of like it's like kind of a hipster way to fade those top four teams.
We're going to know soon on the Rams at Philly this week. And you've got San Francisco in week five. Is Purdy going to be healthy? Don't know. Week six, they go to Baltimore. So we're going to learn a lot about that team coming up.
I will say, too, real quickly on the Eagles and the Rams game, I don't know what MGM has it at right now. I know last night it was 3.5, and then this morning it was back at 3. At 3.5, I'm really interested in the Rams because I know the tush push is like the narrative is tired and played out, but that's going to be a thing this week for the NFL league office, for the Rams, for the referees in that game, where they're to me it is anyway. I would expect that we hear something about it leading up to it. Like Jay Glazer reports on Sunday morning, you know, it's like, I've been told that officials are going to keep a close eye on the Eagles guards in false starting. And all of a sudden, if you have one or two instances where they're going for it on fourth, or they're at the goal line on like third and one, or second and one or whatever, and they get called for a false start because they are false starting, that changes everything because Philly can't do the tush push as effectively. And so I think I'll be very curious to see how the NFL adjudicates that this week coming up.
Now the Colts are laying 3.5 on the road. It's the Titans, crazy, but they're laying more than a field goal. Well, I guess it's justified, and who the hell is going to line up to bet the Titans? I don't care where you're playing this game. Is this real?
I definitely think there is some reality to it. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and pound the table and say the Colts, if the Colts won that division, should anybody be surprised after the first 2 weeks of the season? No. I mean, Daniel Jones is the top 10 pick in the NFL. We've seen plenty of times quarterbacks, Sam Darnold last year, quarterbacks go from, you know, the hellscape of New York and the microscope they get put under in bad situations when they're high picks. And then you go and sort of be an understudy of sorts with a really good NFL coach and then land in a good – we saw it with Darnold went to San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan and then goes and lands with a good head coach in Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. We're seeing it now with Daniel Jones, an understudy with Kevin O'Connell, and then goes to Shane Steichen, who I think is a really good coach and has gotten sort of the most out of a Colts team that had, you know, RIP and everything, but Jim Irsay at the end of his life running things and – you know, did it in like they had a very up in the air quarterback situation. Now, I do want to like, you know, let's throw a little caution to the wind here. This time last year, and I don't think I was on here doing this. I hope I wasn't, but I could have been. Somebody could have been. The New Orleans Saints had just scored 90 something points in the first 2 weeks of the season under Clint Kubiak, with Derek Carr and Clint Kubiak's new offense. And a lot of people were proclaiming them to be maybe a really dangerous offense that could threaten the NFC South, and that didn't end up happening. So a little caution to the wind on the Colts, but they have a good offensive line. They have plenty of skill position guys, sort of an underrated wide receiver group, I think. And then Jonathan Taylor looks very spry and frisky. DJ Giddens, a nice backup. And Daniel Jones is playing really good football. So like, if he keeps playing mistake-free football and the doesn't turn into a pumpkin, then yeah, this Colts team is legitimate. I am a little cautious about laying 3.5 on the road. just because we start to see a little something from Cam Ward. Had two really tough matchups to start the year. Like two of the, maybe two of the top five defenses in the league, probably. And now he's going to get a Colts defense that certainly isn't as tough. So I'd probably lean on the side of taking the 3.5 from Tennessee if I had to do anything in this game. But waiting to see, it'd be one I would wait to bet on, I think.
Oh, I just can't wait for this weekend when I'm going to be on the Browns against the Packers, the Titans against the Colts,
Saints against the Seahawks.
Yeah, maybe Carolina getting 5 at home against Atlanta. Maybe I just want to drink bleach instead of betting.
I don't know about Carolina, Sam. Like, they just lost Austin Corbett and Robert Hunt. So they have, I mean, their offensive line is shredded now. They were already, like, bad to begin with in protecting Bryce Young, who's looked terrible. All their points have been in garbage time. I took their team total under yesterday at 19.5. The difference between the Cardinals and the Falcons, I think, is that if Atlanta gets up, remember, prior to last week, and I can't believe it didn't happen again, the Panthers had allowed 200 rushing yards in 7 straight games. And so now they're getting a Falcons team that has Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, has run the ball really effectively. It was great down the stretch against Minnesota with running the football. And I think will be pretty conservative in their game plan and their attack against a Carolina defense that can't stop anybody. So the Panthers one worries me a little bit. That's a lot of points in a divisional home game. But I think – after 2 weeks of all these favorites managing to find a way to win, I think your casual bettor is going to be a lot more comfortable laying the points than taking points at home with a really ugly dog like a Carolina or a Cleveland. I mean, because it's not fun to get in the way of that.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a good matchup on the Carolina side, I should say. Will Britz is CBS Sports with us. Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, bets you're in on. You're going to make or you've already made for week number 3.
Well, I mentioned that Panthers team total under. Yeah, look, if they get there in garbage time, they get there in garbage time. But I trust the Falcons. The Cardinals only ran the ball, not kind of Kyler scrambles. They ran the ball 14 times. You have like 20 points. What are you doing? I mean, to run the ball against this terrible rush defense. So I think the Panthers team total under gets there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of, I don't know what I'm interested in. The quarterback injuries are a problem. I think I will be betting Jacksonville. They should be 2-0, easily 2-0. You know, like I appreciate Liam Cohen following the analytics or whatever and being aggressive. I don't appreciate it actually because I had the Jaguars in the Circa Millions and there's just no way they should have not covered that game there the whole time, especially when you lose Burrow. So I'll have something on the Jaguars. Man, the Chiefs line is really getting away from them, isn't it? 5.5 felt like it was kind of fine. 6.5, you're starting to get a little deep. I wanted some action on that. I'll probably be back in the Lions too. much to my chagrin when Baltimore is up huge. But I think Detroit's a much better. I mean, they showed it on Sunday against Chicago. I think Dallas. Dallas, I'll be backing as a on the money line. Get them. I think they're like even money right now.
Yep.
Creeped up to Bears -1. Yeah, you can find -1 to -5, even, you know, even money around the market. I think Dallas is like kind of decent, and their defense might be terrible, but I trust Caleb Williams to make enough mistakes that Russell Wilson didn't make when he blacked out and thought it was 2015, to the point where Dallas is able to move the ball effectively against what doesn't look like a really dangerous Bears defense, particularly with all the injuries in the secondary.
Eberflus
Ben Johnson
against Caleb. Yeah.
Oh, Eberflus revenge game. Great call, Joe.
It feels like Ben Johnson just bought a mansion and then, you know, signed the paperwork, moved in, and then saw the foundation and saw the termites, and you're like, oh, like this is
the
bad.
The Lions, bad the house. Lions were my best. Lions were the best bet of the week last week for me. I mean, like, all offseason, all we hear is that Ben Johnson's departure is going to ruin their offense. They struggle against the Packers, and everybody rips them. I mean, Dan Campbell was always running up that score if he could, and he did.
Do you I know this is kind of an off-the-path question, but do you have an alibi for last week when that fire truck exploded at the Wake Forest-NC State game?
Yeah, but that was in Winston-Salem, technically. It was a brisket truck. But just a ridiculous moment. NC State overs. NC State overs look good. I don't know. I'm a little wary of them +3 at Duke this weekend. You know, if they beat Duke, they could be like 6-0 going to Notre Dame in a couple weeks because they get Virginia Tech and then Campbell. But their defense, and it's been really weird. The defense has been great in the second half. I don't know what DJ Elliott's doing at halftime. But first half overs look fantastic for NC State. They can't stop anybody, and they can wing it around. But yeah, I don't know. Can an 11-year-old testify for me in court?
Yes.
As an alibi? Does that count? Okay, good. Then, yeah, I've got a good alibi.
That video is so good. It's hilarious.
We're like watching. It's like, what? Did Wake Forest set off fireworks? What's going on here? You can't like. I know they took the kickoff to the house, but like, I didn't think they, because they had that grass area in behind the end zone. They can't even. They're not even allowed to set off fireworks. It's too much of a hazard.
Right. Good stuff. Will Britson, CBS Sports. Will, appreciate you coming on the show. As always, best of luck with all your wagers in NC State. All right.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Take care, man. Will Brinson. Good stuff there. Man. I had the same thought on Indianapolis. Like, I keep going back to what happened with New Orleans, and everybody's like, oh, he's getting a job and the OC and all that. And then they were one of the worst teams in the NFL after week number 2. Not saying that's happened with the Colts, but that certainly does come to mind. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got lightning bets on the other side, and Sammy's got a few other nuggets we're going to get to on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.